Please note, the opinions and perspectives expressed on the following show are solely those of the host and their guest. These opinions and views do not reflect Ruckus Avenue Radio or Dash Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
What's poppin', guys? It's your girl Jyoti K, and this is Jyoti K Uncut on Ruckus Avenue Radio on Dash Radio. And we have the one and only Lucy Legend with us.
What's up, guys? We are Bizak.
We're back. I know we've been doing some reruns of episodes because the new Dash Radio is under construction right now, and we haven't been able to use a studio, but we decided today that we need to do an episode because it is October, and we want to talk about something that's very festive. It actually just happened to me about, I want to say, this weekend. And that is being ghosted.
Ghost.
Ooh.
Ghost and hoblums. What is the hoblums?
The hoblums.
What is the hoblums? What is the problem? Why are they ghosting?
So I, believe it or not, I know that you, some of you would be like, who would ghost you? Well, it happened to me. And it was kind of a shock because I'm the ghoster. Mm-hmm. So I would like to say I'm sorry to all the men out there that I have ghosted, because goddamn, that is a shitty ass feeling. Because when that happened, I was kind of in denial. Like, I started panicking. So it's like someone that I've kind of been talking to, whatever. And we had like a little argument. We've been arguing here and there, whatever, right? And then I was like, he told me that he was gonna see me after he was done with something, right? And I was like, okay, cool. And I like planned my whole day, like, all right, he's gonna see me tonight. So I go hang out with my friend, aka Lucy, who's right here. And I'm like, yeah, girl, we'll hang out. And then later I'm gonna go see so and so. So then, like, 6-7 o'clock rolls by, 8 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock. So 10 o'clock is when I start panicking, because I'm just like, I haven't got a message, I haven't got anything. And I'm like, I'm still in denial a little bit. So I'm like, let me send a text message, you know? I don't get a reply. And then I do a phone call or a FaceTime, because we always FaceTime. I don't get an answer. So now I'm like, am I really getting like ghosted for real? And then I was like, nah, you know, maybe he didn't have signal. Like, I'm literally like trying to feed myself a lie. And then I like, 12 o'clock is about to roll on, and I'm like, I am definitely getting ghosted. So then I'm like, let me try to do one more phone call. I probably shouldn't have, but me and this person have like this relationship where like we'll like double text, triple text, call, whatever. Like, we do shit like that. So I wasn't like embarrassed by it until he didn't answer the phone call.
Yeah.
I was like, I looked at Lucy and I'm like, yo, I just got fucking ghosted. And then like, I could have just, I didn't want to jump to conclusions, like, and I wanted to say that this person was, like, going through a midlife crisis or something happened or something, but I was 99.9% positive that that was not the case.
Yeah.
So I went and said, like, I reacted as a woman would, and I sent a whole farewell message, you know, kind of regretted it in the morning, but I kind of didn't either, and I still didn't get a response, and I was just kind of like, all right, well, that's it. You know, another one bites the fucking dust. But the thing that irritates me about it is now that probably that I'm starting to put myself in other people's shoes that I fucking ghosted. But the people that I ghosted were people that like I just met, or like I was supposed to go on a date with and then I got cold feet, or like somebody I've been talking to for like a couple weeks, not like fucking like 6 months. Like, that's just fucking wild, right? And then to me, it's like, I feel like I think like people deserve explanations, because now that I've got to be on the other side of the spectrum, I'm like, yo, that's kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? And like, even if somebody said a farewell message, even if somebody's mad, you should even, or like, if you're not going to hang out with them, just fucking grow some balls and be like, yo, I'm not going to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Hence me too. I wish like I would have said that to people because I probably have all this bad karma on me that I probably deserved this fucking ghosting. You know what I mean? So I was just like, after I got ghosted, I'm like, I probably deserved that for all those men that I've ghosted, all those Tinder dates and Bumble dates that I was like, yeah, man, because this feeling is the worst, bro. Imagine like you're like, I'm going on a hot date tonight, right? Like, as a man, you shave. You haven't shaved for, like, 2 weeks. That's like me. I shaved my vagina. You know, like, you just haven't in a while. You're telling your friends, like, yeah, tonight I'm going to go see my boo. Or I'm going to go see this girl that I just, like, you know, I just met and she's hot. Look at her Instagram. Your friends know about it now. It's a whole event. Everybody is involved. And then you get ghosted and you're just sitting there with 10 pounds of makeup on, or the man is sitting there with 10 pounds of cologne on and his face fucking shaved.
Suited and booted.
Suited and fucking booted, bro. And that person doesn't reply to you.
Yeah.
A normal thug life pimp should just be like, fuck this, I'm gonna go out and get bitches. But crybabies like me are like, ah, I just got ghosted. And you wouldn't think I'm a crybaby, but I was, because my feelings were involved. But like, you know, my advice to somebody who's getting ghosted, if you are ready, go out and get laid.
Yeah.
Go fucking go out. What do you think about that, Lucy?
You know what? Because I was like kind of there. I was kind of, because I was there with you. I was in denial.
Yeah.
Because I started looking up where he could have possibly been. I was like, is there traffic? There's been fires. Is there a roadblock?
Is, you know, there, I mean, fires?
Like, I was in denial. I was like, this isn't really happening. And then I was like,
yeah, because okay, like all the good things that we say about this person, it's like, no, like that person wouldn't do that to me.
Yep. So I could see like how people don't go out, because you're kind of like, they're like, oh, you know what? There's roadblocks. You know what? Maybe you stop to get food. You know, maybe their grandma needs some food.
Their dog died. Fucking
like possibility. Because then I went as far as thinking like maybe the friend went to the hospital.
I was like,
my girl can't possibly be getting ghosted.
I was like me major, get ghosted?
Something major happened.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, yo, I am not that bad. Like, yeah. I'm like, I know I have like an attitude problem and sometimes I overthink. But if you put all that together, I am not that bad.
Yeah.
But it was just like, and I'm sure that the people that I've ghosted, like, take out my scenario, right? Mine was a little more emotional, but... Or maybe not. Maybe, like, he was never a good person. Who fucking knows? Maybe that was all a fucking game, bro.
Yeah.
Anyways, so freaking I was thinking about all these other people. Like, they probably had, like, such a good vibe. Like, they were like, you know, me and you sell people the dream. Like, we'll make it seem like you're the only one.
Yeah.
You know what? That's actually, let me go back to that. Excuse me. The reason I was mad is because usually I play the field.
Yeah.
I usually play the field. I make sure that if this kind of scenario is going to happen to me, I have a backup plan and another backup plan. And I remember when I first was talking to this person, I did have a backup plan. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to be a good person, a good human being,
loyalty.
And I put be a loyal person. And out of all the people I could be loyal to, I don't know, it was this person, but we just had that connection. And I was just like, you know what? This could be like a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't like thinking like kids or anything yet. I mean, even though like jokingly I would say it, but I was like, let me try to be loyal for once, you know, not saying I wasn't loyal, but let me try to, like, my mom always said, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I finally know what the fuck that means.
Yeah.
Like, I finally know what that means, because when that fucking basket falls and all your eggs are broken, now you're fucking heartbroken, sitting here eating ice cream and fucking cookies.
Yeah.
All destroyed. I'm just like, shit, I don't even know how to hit these other people back up anymore. I'm like, yo, these people that I ghosted for this motherfucker who ghosted me. It's a cycle, bro. But it's like, thanks for ghosting me in October. It's how festive of you.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, that's funny. Have you ever ghosted anybody, Lucy, or been ghosted?
See, I have been the ghost. So as a ghost,
the ghoster.
As a ghoster, the only reason I have ghosted people, though, is like you said, I don't really know them.
Yeah.
Or I kind of know them, or they spark something that's a red flag or something. Like, you know, I believe in chemistry. Like, I'm either feeling you or I'm not feeling you. You just said something that I did wasn't you know, really rocking with.
Yeah.
So I'm like a ghost, you know what I mean? And when I don't...
Somebody you don't know that well, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And if I don't know you, I don't owe you an explanation.
Yeah.
So that's my reasoning for being a ghost, because it's like, I don't know you, I don't owe you an explanation, I don't have feeling towards you. This is expected. You didn't make the, you know, you didn't make the run. You met the interview, but, you know, you got the interview, you got the appointment, but, you know...
It's like more like the phone interview. You didn't get the in-person interview.
Yeah, you didn't get the in-person interview.
That's so funny. Happening. Yeah, no, I feel that. I've done that. I remember when I first moved to LA, like, I was dating a lot. Mm-hmm. And if they would just, like, I remember one time this guy said, like, this is so stupid. I was going to take a shower. Mm-hmm. And he's like, can I join you? I was done.
Yeah.
I was done. I was like, but what are we fucking 12?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm about to take a shower right now. Can I join you? I was like, cut. And then another guy was like, he like double text me, done. Mm-hmm. And, but it's funny because when it's somebody that likes you that double texts you, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all
you
good.
Could double text me. You could fucking hit me on the gram, fucking FaceTime me, Snapchat me. All that shit's fine. Yeah. But if it's somebody that you're not rocking with yet, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ew, your soul's clingy.
Yeah.
But I did it to homeboy. But anyways.
Well, I wasn't really ghosted. It was more of a, I was, it kind of stood up. So it was,
Kind of ghosted, girl.
No, let me tell you the scenario.
Oh, stood up. Okay.
So this is what happened. So it was one of my really good friends. We were actually best friends. We had been friends for years. Me and him kind of like grew up together. We did everything together. When we would go out, it was during like our young 20s, and we would go to the clubbing. And me and him got so close that when we would go to the club, I said, let's go pick up some bitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and I watched him pick up bitches. He watched me, you know, like talk to guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't pick up on bitches, you know. But it was like, it got that far. And then I noticed we did start getting closer. It got to the point we would like, you know, come back from a drunken night. We'd sleep together, but wouldn't touch each other.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then it got to the point where I did start feeling that he was trying. He didn't try to sleep with me because I don't think he was there, but he would try to like hold on to me or cuddle me.
Yeah, like it starts off with that. Yeah.
Totally, which I was okay with because I was like, it's okay, buddy. You know what I mean? Like,
buddy, old pal.
Yeah, you didn't bring a girl home tonight, because that's what it was. Like, he would bring a girl home tonight. I would crash in his living room and he would have the girl in his room.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point like, oh, okay, your girl's not here, so I'm going to go to your, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep on a bed. Yeah.
And then it started being like, where he wasn't bringing in girls.
Because he just wanted you.
Yeah. So what happened was like, we got in a really big fight, and then I was like, yo, what's your problem? We kind of don't start talking. We don't talk for 2 weeks, and that was like the most we've never talked.
How long did you guys know each other?
For years. Probably like a good 5-6 years.
Oh, okay,
we knew
okay.
each other for a really long time.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
a really long time. And anyways, so we don't talk for like 2 weeks, and this is like super weird. At this point, I miss him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, it's like, I was like, it was not that serious of a fight. Why, you know, why is he being like this? But back then when you're young, you know, you have that little pride.
Finally, yeah, I still have that pride.
He hits me up and I'm super excited. I'm like, oh my God, he hit me
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, yes.
Yeah, I'm
hello.
Like, yes. And then, so he's like, oh, let's go to eat. And so we go out, and, it's one of those places that you pay first, you order your food. Mm-hmm. And then...
kind of like a Sizzler?
Kind of. Like, you order your food and then you go and sit down. So I go, I order my food, and then I go and I sit down. And then he goes, and orders food, and comes back. And me and him are joking around. We're laughing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, see, this is why I can't hang out with you anymore. And then I'm like, what?
What?
I'm like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, you're like, what did I do?
Like we just... And I could have started crying there. And then he hands me this book. He's like, Lucy, you need to read this book. It's called 7 Ways How to Love Someone. And I've actually seen this like on social media where people like are actually reading this. I've never read it, so I'm not really sure what's it about. It says 7 Ways How to Love Someone. Hands it to me. And he says, I'll be right back. And I was like, all right. I waited there. And like,
oh my God, stop. This is like a movie.
So I waited there and I'm like, okay, like he's going to come back right now. And I'm never thinking that he took off. Right?
I wouldn't think that either.
So I'm like waiting there and I'm like, damn, did this guy go take a shit? And then I'm like sitting there and it's been like, now I'm 10.
But he already ordered the food, right?
Yeah,
like you're not left with the bill?
No, I'm not left with the bill, but I'm left eating by myself. And I was like at the point where I'm like, do I eat? Do I not eat? You know what I mean? Like,
I would have started eating.
No, I definitely started eating.
Yeah.
So I go and then I'm like, did he? I was like, wow, he's really taking long. And at this point, I'm not going to lie to you, I probably waited a good 45, 55 minutes because I was like, maybe he has to take a shit. Something really didn't hit him. And so finally, at this point, I get up and then I go to the bathrooms and I see that it's the single stalls. So there's no one in there.
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, I go and sit down and I was like, oh, maybe he's talking to some girl or whatever. Typical thing he would do.
Typical thing, yeah.
So I go outside and I notice his car's gone.
Stop, girl.
Yes, oh his car's gone. But at this point, I'm still thinking, like, he would never leave me.
Like, no.
Like, he would never leave me. I call him straight to voicemail. Call him straight to voicemail.
Oh my God, he, like, planned this.
Girl, I'm not going to lie. I probably waited there for an hour and then realized...
You're like, this happened. Well, girl,
like, I realized.
I waited like 20 hours.
But the worst thing is, I had something to say.
Oh, like, yeah.
I had something to say.
Yeah.
Girl, he blocked me. I to this day, I have never heard from him.
What? It
never
happened. That's like a movie.
Yes, I've never heard from him. He never called me back. He never answered any of my text messages. I've never seen him ever since then.
Maybe, like, he's always been a player, and then he finally fell in love, and then he told him, he reminded himself who he really was, you know what I mean? And then he's like, he came back to hang out with you, and he's like, I can't do this shit, I'm a player, you know what I mean? Yeah, I think that's what happened.
I don't know what happened, but, like, I remember I was in denial, like, I really sat there at the restaurant waiting for him.
I'd be so upset, because, you know, me and you always have to say shit, like, we have to say what we have to say.
And the worst thing is, like, I, like, you know, like, when you're driving home so mad and you're, like, thinking of everything, like, all the
scenarios. I could have said this.
And I'm going to say this. And I was just like, ah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking, I'm like, next time I talk to him, I'm going to say this, 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 and that. Girl,
there was no next time.
Yeah, there was no next time. Damn. So if you're listening out there, I miss you, Olive.
Oh, man. Please unblock my girl.
Yeah.
Dude, that's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I would have been kind of, like...
No, I was heartbroken. Not like in the sense where I was like, because I never had those feelings.
Those feelings, yeah.
But definitely as a friend. To this day, I always say I was like, I genuinely do miss him as a friend.
That's crazy. Yeah. Oh my God. And he left you a book? What is this fucking like, how to lose a girl in 10 days? Like, what the fuck was that?
He left me a book and never came back.
Or what was that one movie where it's like, how to keep the Tyler Perry movie? The one it's like how to get a man or how to have a man stay. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So maybe that was like his tactic. And you never read the book?
I never read the book.
What is it called?
7 Ways to Love.
I'm going to spark notes that bitch. I want to see what's in that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's pretty like outrageous. I wouldn't like, I mean, I didn't get blocked or anything because I feel like we're adults now. And like, I don't think I cheated or he cheated. Yeah. So it's not that deep, but. I mean, I guess it's all love. Not really, because I'm mad. But I'm not that mad. But, oh, wow. So if he came back, you'd be cool with it.
If he came back, I definitely would be cool with it. Like I said, he, like, stood me up. But even despite all that, I think I knew where he was coming from. But that's, like, the thing about, like, you can't...
I feel like you should be able to... I think now that we're older... I think we should tell the... We should be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I think I have a hard time being honest, too, because of pride. But now that I've, like how you told me how you feel on the other side, and I know... Like, I felt what the other person is feeling, that's really fucked up, I feel like, for other people to sit there and just, what if?
Yeah.
Or, like... Or what... Like, or a lot of people probably blame themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I did, and then I, you know, I was like, stop overthinking. Like, whatever is meant to be is meant to be. But, But yeah, I think, like, you get left with all these crazy-ass thoughts, and, like, that's not fair.
Yeah. Or, you know what a good thing is, or, like, a good question is, when are you considered, like, ghosted? Like, when...
Yeah, dude, I was kind of thinking that. I was like, was I speaking too soon? But no, you were with me all day. I got ghosted.
Yeah, well, that was definitely a ghost because there was plans, and then you, it was, like, no call, no show. That's a
no call, no show. Exactly. Yeah. And then, like, I didn't even give it time. I think I was just done. I don't ever want to feel like that because that was a really bad feeling. So I just sent my farewell message. I'm like, I will never put myself in this position ever again because that was, I think it's like a ghosting, I think affects people because it's a form of rejection.
Yeah.
And I think.
And it's a silence, like no explanation.
Yeah. And then, and it's like, they always say, be silent, but be silent when there's an argument.
Yes.
Be silent when there's, like, you know, shit's popping off, but not, like, scenarios like that. I think the rejection sense is, I think, what bugs people, or at least bugged me the most. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you, like, you rejected me? Yeah. Not that I think I'm, like, above anybody or anything, but it's, like, when you start, like, okay,
so. You start thinking, like, everything's going good, like, where did we go wrong?
Yeah, or, like, and then I started, like, dissecting shit, and I'm, like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I still shouldn't have got ghosted. And then I'm thinking about these people that I've ghosted, like, so I, like, okay, this is so bad. This is, dude, you know what, dude, this is probably all my karma. So this one time, I was going on this blind date. Well, it wasn't really blind because my friend set us up, and then he was cute from his profile, and then he thought I was cute, and I was like, fuck it, let's do this. So he tells me the place, and I was getting ready, okay? I was. And then I just started getting cold feet, bro. Mm-hmm. And then I even started driving there.
Yeah.
This is so bad, right? And then he's like, all right, I just got here. I'm at the bar. And I'm like, okay. And, like, I'm responding at this point, right? And then, like, I literally go outside the fucking bar, bro. And I change my mind.
See, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I was just, like, he didn't do anything either. Like, he was really nice, really respectful. He didn't do anything. And it's, like, he probably thinks he did.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Like, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And he probably was like, what did I do? But it wasn't even him.
Yeah.
My pussy ass should have just texted him and been like, yo, I don't know. I just got cold feet. I'm so sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I should have said that, right?
Yeah, right.
No, I didn't say that. I let him text me some shit and then I just blocked him. My block game was so strong. I was like, all right, block.
Yeah,
dude. And then I remember that I had downloading this app and he popped up on it. I was like, yeah, girl. Like, so that, like, I feel bad because I wish, like, if you're out there, it wasn't you, it was me. I just wasn't ready to date yet.
No, it's true. And I think as a ghoster, I don't think we're really thinking about how the other people feel.
No.
Like, for me, I remember
it's very selfish.
I remember when I used to ghost people. That I would be thinking, like, oh, that's a good option. Like, yeah. So they would ask me in the beginning of the week for, like, a Friday, Saturday plan. Sounds great. You know, like, I'm...
It's like one of those, like, memes.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the vibes.
They're like, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Then all of a sudden, I meet somebody Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, you meet
and they got, you know, a better option. Then I'm like, oh.
Oh, you're like, that plan sounds way more fun.
That plan sounds legit. So then you make plans with that person. And then all of a sudden, your friend comes and your friend wants to do something else. And you're just like, boom, ghost both of them. You know, and then it's like...
Dude, we be ghosting friends. So let me tell you this fun. This just reminded me of this scenario. So we pumped up one of our friends about going to Mexico. He was like a friend, but not really a friend. He was like a friend of a friend. And we wanted like an extra person with us. And we were like, hey man, pack your bags. We're going to fucking Mexico. This poor guy, day of, okay, we decide that we're not taking him anymore. We're taking my brother. But we did not inform him of this. And we only had room for like 5 people or something in the car, or 4. So it was either him or my brother. Obviously, we were going to pick my brother.
Yeah.
But our asshole ass could have told the guy. I'm sure he wouldn't have understood. It's my blood brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, he's over there getting a fresh cut with his bags all packed. And he's like, you guys, this is my address. This is where I'm at. Don't respond.
I remember he even wrote me, like, he was like, hey, if you're not coming, just let me know. I'm still at the barber shop.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I didn't reply.
We were just real assholes. Like, we were like, this was like a 2-3 years ago when we were just on some fuck shit, right?
We were just thinking, like, you know, it sounded like a great idea, not anymore.
I feel
the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, because at first we were like, it'll be fun having him there. And then we started thinking that, like, because sometimes he got a little creepy on us sometimes and like creeper vibes. But then we're like, but he's cool. So we were like trying to make excuses for him to come. And then when my little brother was down, we're like, all right, he's out.
Yeah.
And but that was pretty fucked up. Even though he's kind of a weirdo, that was pretty fucked up.
Yeah. No, it is. That's like the circle of the ghosting. The ghoster is afraid to shut the door, like to end things or just to like be upfront maybe. And then the ghostie.
The ghoster and the ghostie.
they're feeling the rejection, and a lot of the times it's not, and has nothing to do with the person.
And then we help the ghoster out, because then we just close the door like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then the ghostie is like, or the ghoster is like, all right, well, now you made that easy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think like, yeah, it's like a horrible cycle. I just like, I don't know, what can be the solution of ghosting? You know what? October should be anti-ghosting month. Ghosting awareness month.
Ghosting awareness.
Yeah, the name of this episode is going to be ghosting awareness.
Ghosting awareness.
So October is ghosting awareness month, you guys.
Now when you're being ghosted and...
Okay, you know what? Okay, we should have a protocol of when you're going to be ghosted, okay? We're going to come up with this right now, live on this show. So, you're about to go on a date, all right? And this person is, like, all good, texting you, whatever. You're getting ready. And let's just say you haven't got... Should you be getting a reconfirmation text? Or no, right? Because you already made the plan. What do you think?
See, I'm the type of person that if you make a plan with me, and I'll even tell you.
That's true. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah. If you make a plan with me, I'm just going to show up. Like, we already talked.
She'll be like, here. And I'm like, bitch, you didn't tell me you were on your way.
Yeah. So it's like, if we make a plan, I'm just going to show up because I thought that was a plan. I don't need the reconfirmation.
Yeah.
But there's, so I don't really want to say that confirmation being sent out like a reminder, but however, maybe the night before or the day or a day prior.
No, how about the day of? Okay, yeah, day prior to, and how about, yeah, day of. So like, I don't want to keep making everything my scenario.
Mm-hmm. So in the day,
speaking of a guy that I was trying to ghost, so this guy that's been like on me, and obviously because I don't like him, I just got freshly ghosted by somebody that I did like. And he's been, like, on me, mm-hmm. right? And I've been telling Lucy, like, ew, he keeps texting me and he keeps calling me. He just sent me a message right now and it said, hey, Jyoti, just in case no one reminded you today, you are beautiful as fuck, fam. Fam. I haven't got a message like that for, like, 6 months, bro.
Yeah. You're beautiful as fuck.
Fam.
Yeah.
What not to say. That. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. That was sweet. Anyways. So let's just say, day before, I think you should get a message, right?
If you don't know where you're going, that's a good sign that you're about to get ghosted.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you don't know
where we're hanging out tomorrow, but you don't know where, what time.
Yeah. Those are signs of being
ghosted. You know what? I never confirmed a time either. See, I should have known I was about to get ghosted. I did it. I was just like, I'll see you after.
Yeah.
No, you know, after could have been fucking 9 p.m., could have been 1 a.m.
It
could
or
have
the
been,
next day.
It could have been, right? It could have been the next day after, you know what I'm saying? It could have been in a month.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you don't know where you're going and you don't know the time.
Those are signs of being ghosted.
How about when you're getting ready and you call the person and they don't answer? What is the time frame that you should start freaking out? So now let's just say you didn't have a time or anything. Your makeup is on. Your hair is fucking done. You've shaved your beard. Whatever guys fucking do. Trimmed your balls. I don't know. So now, like, you're done. You're suited and booted. You're sitting there. You don't know where to go, what time it's happening, whatever. You call. They don't answer. You text. They don't answer. What is the time frame to start freaking out?
I think you should give it a solid hour before a freak out. Only because I've done this, like, where someone freaks out on me thinking I'm going to ghost them, but I was just in the shower shaving. And by the time I got out of the shower, I had, like, 10 missed calls, voicemails, text messages.
OD.
At this point, you're going to get ghosted. Yeah. Even if I wasn't
going to ghost. Now you're freaking me out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't have that relationship.
Yeah. So I think before you freak out, give it a solid hour.
Okay.
And then after you don't hear anything, the likelihood of you being ghosted, I think the percentage goes up.
It's very high.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, at this point, you're at 60%.
Oh, 60? I was thinking like a solid 85.
No, that's what I was saying. You're at a solid 60%. But if you have not had, if you don't have the time or the place, you're automatically at an 85% for sure.
And then
to get ghosted.
And then the rest of the percentage is that their dog died, their cat.
No, the rest of the percentage is like you haven't continuously to be hearing from them.
Yeah.
If the time comes and it's not at a decent time, I think if you're not hearing somebody and you were supposed to have dinner by 7:30, 8 o'clock, safe to say you're going to get ghosted.
You're going
to
get ghosted.
If you guys were going to go to the bar, I would give it 9, 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock.
11, that, maybe.
No, 11 in LA, that's too late.
Yeah, that is too late, because our club things close at 2.
Yeah, so
if 1:30.
It's 9:30, 10 o'clock, you're about to get ghosted.
If it's just a booty call, like in my case, I think that's all it was going to be. I think like 12 a.m. was a great time to consider that I was being fucking ghosted.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so then let's just say you figured out you've been ghosted. So, like, if it's somebody that you are cool with, should you spaz out? Should you give it a time frame? Should you let it go? What is your protocol? Obviously, I'm the type to spaz out.
I would definitely never give it to me much energy to anybody who has ghosted you. But definitely, if you are cool with them and you have some type of relationship with you and the time has passed of when you were supposed to hang out with them, definitely send them a text message.
Yeah.
Because you had the plans.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be different if you didn't have any plans and he just ghosted you because he just doesn't want to talk to you. That's different. But if you have plans, mm-hmm. then definitely shoot the text message. If you didn't have plans, people out there and people that freak out, if you didn't have plans and
the signs were there.
Yeah. And think about like if the signs were there or if they were not there and then that.
That's so horrible. Yeah. Lucy, I want to hear like the worst ghosting you've ever done. I feel like you probably did some fuck shit.
I've done some really fuck shit.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us, enlighten us.
About, oh man, I've done ghosting after ghosting, but.
What the fuck, man? Why do I get all the karma? Shit.
Well, you know what my excuse always was for ghosting people is like, and it was always like, man, there's always something to do in LA. You know what I mean? Like, there's always something to do. There's always people you meet in LA. Your plan sounds great, but then, you know, something else sounds better.
Yeah, I don't think you should make plans like a week out in LA because that shit's going to change. Like, you need to like make plans like 2 days maybe.
You know, it depends what range you're on, because as an adult now I need the week in advance.
Oh yeah, because you need to do your fucking hair, get an outfit. Girl, you're employed now. Girl, I had a whole outfit prepared. Yeah. I was so mad. Mm-hmm. Like, I was, that's the worst, you guys. Mm-hmm. As a woman, if we get our nails done, mm-hmm. or our hair done, shave our vaginas, our legs, because you know what, if I'm not going to see anyone, I'm not shaving. All right. So the fact that I had to do that.
Yeah.
And I had an outfit planned. Yeah. That shit hurts in the core. And my period is about to start. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. I am a hot mess. You know what I mean? And actually, just to add to my ghosting experience, I don't want to sound like a pussy bitch, but like a lot has happened to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been going through some shit. I've been like, I got in an accident, I almost died, I got in an accident prior to that, I've had some financial difficulty, like, I've been going through some shit.
Yeah.
So my, like, highlight of my, like, week was, like, to see, like, you know, a significant person.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's gonna make me feel better, vibes, blah, 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 this and that. And then that goes wrong,
yeah.
It's fucking world war to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's just, oh, so just to put it out there, guys, I'm not that big of a pussy. It's never that serious, but Jesus Christ, that is the last thing you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't even want to dress up for Halloween because now I feel like a clown. I'm the clown, bro. I don't even need
to stop it right now.
I do not need to dress up for Halloween because I automatically was a clown. That was me. The other person doesn't need to dress up as a ghost. You know what I mean? And I don't need to dress up. We're already fucking dressed up, girl. You know what? You could be a ghost too, bro. You're the fucking ghostie. Or no, the ghoster.
The ghoster.
And the ghostie should dress up as a clown. Actually, you know what I mean? That's it. Yeah. I'm fucking reborn it. Anyways, tell me your story, girl. I just wanted to clarify that I am not a pussy.
I think one of the worst ones, and I'm only saying it's one of the worst ones because it was kind of like a boo thing guy that I kind of liked but not really liked.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was kind of feeling, but then sometimes I wouldn't feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what happened. Like, I started kind of really feeling him, and I was like, yeah, but I hadn't seen him yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hyped me up for this dinner thing, and it sounded really cute. And I was like, yes, let's go. It's again, a week prior thing? To. A week, we were going to go to dinner. We were going to have some, like, romantic thing, and it sounded really nice.
Aww.
He made reservations. I'm going to
go on dates now.
Uh-huh. He got me an outfit. It was going to be...
Oh, he got you an outfit? Yeah, oh, yeah, girl.
It was going to be that type
Man,
of vibe.
Man, I didn't even get no outfits.
Yeah, it was going to be that type of vibe, and I was feeling it. I'm not going to lie. And, you know, heaven behold, this old boo that I haven't talked to in, like, a long time comes in, and he starts hitting me up.
The one that you actually liked.
The one that I actually liked that, you know, things didn't work out, but I liked that person, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then...
We'll fucking turn the world upside down for that person.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing about chemistry. It's like that guy that I was supposed to go on a date with, he's been at it for me for the years, right?
Yeah.
But it never, like, got anywhere, and I think it's that
because you don't have that chemistry, right? Yeah.
But then this guy... that I, like, hadn't seen in a long time. I really wanted to see him. I met up with him that day, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then after, he's making plans because he's going on a trip. So I ended up going on a trip with a guy the time I was supposed to hang out with him.
Oh, Lord.
But didn't even bother texting the guy. I went completely ghost mode. And to top it off, I even, like, you know, publicized it through Snapchat, Instagram. It was all bad.
Wow. Sorry, messing with the voice, the message. Uh-huh. I was like, was I supposed to press that? But, okay, so then you ghosted him for the other guy.
Yeah, I ghosted him for the other guy.
And did you give him a response?
No, never hit him with a response. Never talked to that guy again. Yeah, because, you know, the thing is, I started panicking. I was like, I'm with this guy that I'm trying to, like, work things out with in some way. And I was like, I haven't seen you. I still don't feel like I owe you anything.
So. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. It is about chemistry. I actually posted this funny video of, like... I sent it to you, the one it's like when a guy likes that you like calls you versus the guy that likes you that calls you.
Yeah.
Like, you'll fucking give up your sleep.
Yeah.
I remember when I liked a guy, I would fucking stay on the phone with him even if I had work at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I would fucking be going to work like doing one of these ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like like you're about to die on the street. You know what I mean? But then if it's like a guy that likes you, like them calling you, you're like, oh, I don't really want to invest my time in talking to this person. Yeah. Like, can you just text me? Like, let's just text. Like, it's so crazy. Chemistry is really, really important. Like, you'll forgive somebody so many times just because that chemistry is there. What were you gonna say?
No, that's true. The thing with chemistry, and it's funny how, like, you could be with somebody or, like, with years, and then you'll meet that a person, and boom, the chemistry instantly clicks.
Yeah.
Like, there's this, I don't want to give him too much attention, but there's this guy, right, that I've known probably for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, like, we're just instantly like, bam.
Yeah, it's like a firework.
Like, it's a firework instantly. And it's like, I could, and the thing, you know, the funny thing
Baby,
about.
Baby, you're a firework.
You know, the funny thing is that even, like, I don't get mad. He doesn't get mad because the next day we're like all, like, we go back to our lives and we don't, like, you know, we don't communicate with each other, nothing. But when we see each other, it's like an instant connection.
Yeah. I feel like that's how me and, old guy were, like, in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then the feeling started, like, everyday talking, bullshit starts happening, and then it just fucks everything up.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, like, that connection that I feel with that guy whenever I do see him, that it's instant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've tried it with other people, and it's like, it goes months, weeks, fucking years, and you don't feel that. It's the weirdest.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
You know?
Or you lose it real quick. And then, like, with someone else, that's like, that chemistry will just always be there. Yeah. Like, that person will piss you the fuck off. But then, like, when you hang out, you're like, oh, okay. You know, whatever. Like, that's fine. No, chemistry is really important. I feel like if you don't feel chemistry with somebody, you're going to get ghosted. Or you're going to end up ghosting this person one day or another. Yeah. So I think, like, the solution to this whole ghosting whatever it is just fucking be honest, bro. Yeah. Like, I've, like, low-key, like, that it happened to me. I was kind of affected by it, and then I got over it because I was, like, I just took it as, like, all right, well, another one bites the fucking dust, bro. Yeah. Woohoo! Happy Halloween to me, bitches! Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, don't take it... If you get ghosted, don't take it to heart.
Definitely not.
Yeah, it's not, usually it's not always you. I think majority of the time that I've ghosted somebody, it's been me. Yeah. Even if they've said something, like the guy that said, oh, like, can I get in with you? Like, sometimes, I mean, yeah, that was fucking annoying, but maybe sometimes we nitpick too much.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone's gonna be fucking perfect. You know what I mean? Like, we should maybe start giving people chances. Right now, I'm in the ghost thing that happened to me. I am not available for dating at the moment. I am still regrouping from this whole situation because, I don't know, I just feel like, I'm just kidding, guys. You can hit me up, you know, just holiday dinners. I mean, they're coming up. I have some nice dresses that I've gotten from Fashion Nova that I need to wear, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so don't take it seriously. It's not always you. Like we said, like, most of the time it's been us.
Yeah.
We're the ones who are
I would say for the majority of the time it's us. Or, like you said, you're nitpicking.
You're nitpicking. You're being selfish. Mm-hmm. Start thinking about other people's feelings. Even me as a fucking person. Oh God, can we not? Oh, sorry guys. Even me, like, as, wow, that was, sorry guys. Oh gosh. You know, usually nobody texts me. Huh?
Cut.
But yeah. So anyways, like I was saying, usually, like we were saying, it's not usually you that's, the problem. It's the person. It could be us being selfish, like you, for example, for me, yeah. Like, we're just only thinking about ourselves, like, ooh, another plan, like, yeah. Not thinking about that this person probably
put the thought
to do something for you, yeah. To fuck, like, in my case, I fucking did something for this person, so I was so fucking upset. I'm gonna let that go. Sorry, this is, like, my therapy. You know what I mean? Like, they probably did something for you, or they fucking got ready, bro, for you. Like, they put in effort. They were thoughtful. They put their whole, like, day on hold for you. Yeah. And you just in a few seconds, like, as fucking pure assholes as me and Lucy are, we're like, ooh, that plan sounds way better. Yeah. Or me, I went outside the bar and I was just like, you know what? I'm just not gonna go inside 2 more fucking feet.
Yeah.
Girl, I got ready and everything. And you know what I did instead? I went and remember Raj?
Yeah.
Old Raj? I just hit up old Raj where he was at. Then we went and fucking partied all night. Like, down the street. We partied. We got fucking faded. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
I could have, and then I was hungover the next day. I could have had a nice, simple date, you know, with a guy. He could have
been your man.
He could have been the love of my life.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That man could have been hubby. I could have had kids by now. You don't know what could have been, yeah. Girl. That guy, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That guy that you stood up, that could have been your man's.
That could have been my man's.
And that girl that you guys, if a guy's listening that you stood up, that could have been your woman. And now when you're going to think about her, she's going to be impregnated, happy family,
yeah.
White picket fence, or...
She got the dog already.
She got the dog. She got the dog. She got everything. Or, you know what? They might still be there. Who fucking knows? You know what I mean? What's meant to be is what's meant to be.
Hey, it's Raja Kumari.
I did it all by myself.
And you're checking out Ruckus Avenue Radio.
All right, we took a quick break. Welcome back. We just talked about being the ghoster, being the ghostie, how it sucks, and we've both been on both sides. Well, she got stood up. I was actually, like, straight up ghosted. And I'll admit it, my name is Jyoti K, and I've been ghosted. And this is
legend, and I've been stood up. I think it's just as bad when you're sitting there eating by yourself.
Girl, that is just
at least
at least he paid for your food, bro. I mean, imagine if you would have got the bill and you ordered it. You'd be like, no, hold on,
eat and run. I don't know what you.
That was.
About.
I will pay my side. I mean, I might have ate his food too, but I did not know.
How do you feel about those people? This is so random. About like when, because I used to go to the same sushi bar every Thursday.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, this couple would go in there, and they were clearly together. Every Thursday, that guy would split the bill with his girl. How do you feel about that? I would have stood his ass up there.
We don't know their relationship, but...
They were definitely together, because I tried to figure that out.
Were they young?
Yeah, they were a little bit, no, I wouldn't, maybe my age, so I want to say I'm young, oh, okay, but you know, yeah. I'm grown.
Well, no, to me, because I feel like if they were, like, in high school, I could see that. Your mom and dad only gave you a certain amount of money, and you're like, yo, let's put this together. Yeah. Or college students are broke, and I understand, maybe, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you're above the, fucking Omar sending something right now.
Yeah.
He's gonna live a long life. Hey, Omar. Here's my tab. No, I think if you're older, okay, like we talked about this before. If you're like an aspiring rapper or something and you guys are in early stages and he thinks he's gonna make it and, you know, it's you know, you've agreed to want to help him with his dream. All right, for a little bit, it's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. But if it's like, you know, he's just mooching off of you, you need to put your foot down if that's what's happening with him and her, right? Or if you guys are just have like an understanding, like, yo, times are hard right now.
We split the bill. See, the thing is, here's the thing why I don't understand it. Because I'm at sushi every Thursday. You're at sushi every Thursday as well. Because we would see them every Thursday.
Yeah,
we'd
go
there, right? Obviously, this is a plan. You know we're going to be at sushi
Thursday. That's true. You're right.
So why haven't you came up with my other half at least once in a while?
At least once in a while, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm old school. I think Lucy is too. I've always grown up as like, not that we need a man to take care of us, but that's the man. That's what the men in my life have grown up to do, that they want to be able to take care of, like, you know.
Yeah.
They're a woman, like, they're supposed to, like, I'm the man, da-da-da, this and that. Even, like, guys that are just my friends take care of me. So I'm used to that, right? Mm-hmm. Even our friends, when we go out, they take care of us. So when, like, someone doesn't, it's kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not that we think you're, like, broke or anything like that. It's just that we think, like, oh.
If you're inviting, the rule of thumb in our brown culture is like, if you're inviting me out, you're paying.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know what I mean? But it doesn't mean you're necessarily always going to pay, because I've paid for people.
Yeah,
for
same. Dime, yeah.
I'll buy you a drink, I'll buy you this.
Yeah, like, well, out of your goodness of your heart, unless you're broke.
Or like, okay, you got the dinner, let me get the movies out of courtesy. You know,
yeah.
Something like that. But every Thursday, I don't know, I just could, I was like.
Yeah, I think if they were in college or high school, I'd understand. But if you put it in that perspective, because I'm just trying to be like logical, but to be honest, I'd be feeling some type of way. I would be like, listen, this is our date. Yeah. Or go back and forth, you know what I mean? Like, hey babe, this week I got Friday, I got Thursday, I got paid, I'm getting paid tomorrow, you're getting, you know what I mean, or something like that.
Yeah.
And sushi's not even that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is if you're like me and Lucy, I guess. No, even we're not that expensive. We just get like an appetizer, edamame, two rolls, hella sake.
Yeah, I think a sake is what racks up the
table. Yeah, sake is what, because our food is probably about me and Lucy, maybe 15 each. The fucking sake, yeah. The sake adds up. If you have me and Lucy as a date, I'm sorry.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. As for Halloween, Halloween versus before and now. I love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that when Halloween would come around, I was freaking excited.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what I was going to be. I wanted to, like, I would, like, tell my mom to buy, like, webs and stuff. And I like to, like, decorate the house and, like, pumpkins and all that and everything. Every year I needed to be something different. I loved trick-or-treating. Then I got older and then I wanted to be a slut. You know what I mean? I wanted to be as naked and sexy as possible. And I wanted to go to the best Halloween parties ever. Like, the poppin'est parties, right? I don't know what it is about this year. I don't know if this is just one of my like darkest years, or if I'm just sad, or I'm getting older, but like, I don't care about it as much.
Yeah.
Like a few years ago, I wanted to go to haunted houses. I wanted to go to Knott's Scary Farm. I wanted to do all of that, which I kind of still want to do, but it's not like a priority.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I want to dress up as Halloween, but it's just like, If I don't.
I think it's getting older, because I remember before I would have 3-4 costumes in 1 year.
Yeah, like, for every party.
Yeah, like 3-4 costumes definitely going down every year, you know?
Yeah.
And no lie, I would probably know three out of four of my costumes 3 months before, for sure.
You know what I just thought about? I could sell my Halloween costumes. I have so many. I just thought about that right now. Sorry, guys, money making strategies. I have a cop costume, FBI, angel, fucking princess. Anybody want a costume? Holla. But sorry, going back to it. But no, I used to be the same way. Like, I would be like, I would go to like the even the Halloween stores that people didn't go to. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I would be, I'd be like, I can't be the same thing. I can't be the same thing again. Or I can't be a basic Ariel. Mm-hmm. You know, I gotta be a better one. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's just crazy. I guess it is with age. Now I want to see, like, my niece get ready.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't wait for her to be a pumpkin. Yeah. Or, like, a prince. No, she's going to be Princess Jasmine.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so girl. Adorable. I have to show you a picture. Hold up. This is so fucking cute. This guy is still texting me, bro. The one that fucking said you're gorgeous. God forbid I said thank you. Hold on. So, what you call it? Yeah, so my niece is going to be a freaking... What is David going to dress up as?
Probably something scary.
Oh, yeah. Boys always want to be something scary. Oh, God. Look at the Princess Jasmine costume she got her.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cute.
Dude, this makes me want a daughter. Like, yes. I would be like the mom Jasmine. Yeah. I'm feeling fertile, guys. So my niece is going to be freaking Princess Jasmine. See, that's the kind of thing that excites us now. You know, before it was like 3-4 costumes. I mean, don't get it twisted. If you want to invite me to a poppin' ass Halloween party, I will come. Yeah. I will come with the sheet. I'm already a clown as it is. Or Lucy can come as a ghost. We're good. We are ready and we are there. But, yeah, but it's not like a priority anymore. Yeah. But if you want to take me on a date to, you know, a haunted house, you want to take me on a date to, you know, Not Scary Farm, Universal Studios, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, we're still open for it.
We're still open for it. But it's, hold on.
Those are good dates to go to. I think those are good first-timer dates, too.
First-timer dates?
I think those are good dates.
I think this is a good dating time.
Yeah.
I think everyone, it's cold.
Yes.
People are lonely. People are getting ghosted.
I feel like people are getting so lonely because I'm telling you, my phone, I was like, did people just start getting cold? Like, what's going on?
My phone is dry as fuck.
They want me to go to holiday gifts now or holiday parties.
What? Nobody's inviting my bitch out. Do I just look like a bitch? No. Do I just look unapproachable? Nobody's inviting my ass to any parties. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like all
you're
I
not texting back is what it is.
That is true, actually.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how we invest our energy in like people and all like people that we want to invest in, and then we start telling ourselves that nobody's interested in us. Mm-hmm. And then if you really pay attention, there's so many people interested in you.
People.
Yeah, but you're like tunnel vision to this one person.
Yeah.
Or like,
and you don't see anybody
else. You don't see anybody else. Like right now when you just said that, you're like, you're not texting back. And I just glanced at my phone. I'm like, yeah, that's true, actually. This one guy that I used to talk to that I kind of ghosted for the guy that ghosted me. Mm-hmm. He, poor man, has been like, hey, do you want a FaceTime date tonight? Hey, do you want to, do you want to go wine tasting? Like, all the things that I want to do, you know what I mean? Like, that I would rather have done with the other person. Like, this person is offering me.
Yeah.
But it's just like, nobody loves me. Nobody wants to hang out with me. But it's like, yes, bitch, they do. So my advice to people, because, you know, I like to give advice to others rather than taking. Give people a goddamn chance.
Stop being picky.
Stop being picky, dude. My mom, what was my mom's thing that she said? Get somebody cute, like less cuter than you was my mom's advice. And I think that is the best. Because the men that are less cuter than me are probably the ones that are wanting taking me on these extravagant dates.
Yeah.
And then the ones that are equally as, I'm not going to say better, mm-hmm. equally as cute as me, think their shit don't stink.
Yeah.
It's like a real thing.
Yeah.
Or get somebody that wasn't cute before.
Yeah.
Like they just, are you about to cry, girl?
No. I'm listening. I'm really feeling that power. Like, I was like, oh, she's passionate about this.
No, no, I'm just seeing you and you're just like.
No, because you were like, get yourself this. And oh, yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Girl. Oh, girl, I just talk.
Let you take the mic, girl.
I just sound passionate all the time. I'm just saying the man that is less cuter than you.
My mama said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I will never tell my mom if I'm about to get heartbroken. She's going to be like, was he cute? Yeah. All righty, then. You're not the only one. You know what I mean? Which is true. You're not the only one trying to be the only one.
Yes.
But that's in everyone's case. But anyways, yeah, go fucking give everybody a chance, bro. I'm not saying that everyone deserves your company, but stop, like, tunnel visioning on people. Well, like, all these quotes and shit, they're so real, but we, like, read them, but we don't say anything. Like, they always say, don't invest energy in people that aren't investing it back with you.
See, I like that. Or, you know, the thing about is give people chances, because I've made the mistake where I give a person a chance and there's red flags, but I continue to give them a chance.
Yeah.
You know, so...
It's that energy you're giving.
Yeah, it's like, make sure that the same energy... I don't want to say the same, because don't do something by expecting something back. Like, I think that's like...
Yeah, don't do that.
I think that's the worst thing you can do is like do something for someone and then you expect that back. Definitely pay attention to the signs. Like, are they caring for you? Yeah. Are they being good to you?
Are they asking you if you're okay?
Are they, like, you know what I mean? Are they following up with you? Don't just give everyone a chance and continue to give second chances, third chances. Because I know that there's always, you know, the one thing that people say that why relationships last is because they've put up with so much and have so much history.
Yeah.
But it's like, are you really happy or did you just settle? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think for a long, healthy, happy relationship, it has to be where you both are feeling the love. You guys are both kind of... Of course, it's not going to be everything that you love from each other, but definitely don't accept everyone's company. Make sure that they're, you know, giving it back to you, but definitely give people chances.
Like. Yeah, definitely, yeah. But I think over time, like me, like, going out and being surrounded by people, it really, really helps.
Yeah.
And I think... Don't be cooped up in a room. Go have fun. Go do some shit. Like, don't be home sad. And I think don't dwell on things. I think if you keep dwelling, it's going to really mess with your, like I'm an overthinker. You're an overthinker. That really fucks with you.
Yeah.
Stop thinking about the 500 scenarios. Who fucking cares, bro? Go enjoy your life. Go have fun. We all live only once. You got ghosted. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, but if you ghosted somebody, now you got to hear two sides of the spectrum. Be nice, guys. It's not, like, even me,
I think we do need to, maybe, like, I wouldn't say go as far as communicating, you know what I mean? Like, but I think definitely say, like, yo, I'm not going to show up.
Yeah.
I think, you know, after this experience with you, I think.
Because you got to see my side.
I got to see your side, and I saw what it was looking like, you know?
And you're like, oh, damn.
My bad.
Yeah, girl. We had a lot of hope in this situation. We were like, nah, no fucking way.
I'm telling you, I was like, I checked. I was like, is there roadblocks? What's going on?
Is there fire? You know, the fires are pretty crazy.
King Taco is on the way back.
Our King
they stop to get tacos. You know, that is a spot.
It's crazy. You know what I mean? Their tornado season is upon us. I don't, you know, like, just every little thing. And I was like, girl, no, I am Jyoti K, and I have been ghosted.
She has survived, guys.
I survived. I'm here. I'm talking about it. I'm laughing about it. It's kind of funny, bro. Like, ghosted, check. That is checked off my list. It will never happen again.
Yes.
Because Savage Mode is on. Yes. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to hurt anybody just because, you know, just because I got hurt. Do not listen to that advice. That is the worst advice you can listen to. But definitely... Don't ignore the red flags, you guys. Even though we will. As women, we will. As men, too. Mm-hmm. But, just communicate. I think communication is the number one thing that can save people's feelings. Mm-hmm. Just fucking communicate. If it's going to hurt their feelings, guess what? Ghosting them is going to hurt their feelings even more.
Yeah.
So just, you know, take the nicer route and be like, I'm not fucking with you. I don't like you.
Yeah.
You're annoying. I'm not coming. Just simple as that. You know what I mean? I should listen to my own advice. Like, this guy that's still texting me, I want to be like, yo, can you stop?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, like, thanks for calling me beautiful, but these three texts afterwards were, like, unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyways, well, anything you want to conclude for our wonderful ghosting special, our ghosting awareness month?
Ghosting awareness, I think we got it all. You know when you're being ghosted. You know how to when you're wait. You know when you're being ghosted.
How to avoid being ghosted.
How to avoid being ghosted.
And what to do.
Ghosting.
Stop ghosting. What to do before you're about to ghost. You know what? Tell them an explanation and then block them.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You know what? That's what you should do. If you don't want that response back.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like, you know what? Because I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be yelled at. I don't want to say anything, right? Just be like, yo, I'm not fucking with you. Boom, block, done.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like, you know, boom, block done. You know, and because then they're going to start asking why. It's like, I already told you why I'm not coming.
Yeah. You don't need to hear more.
You don't need to hear more.
Ghost mode on.
Yeah, ghost mode.
It's like airplane mode.
Airplane ghost mode on. Or if you've been in a longer relationship with the person, give them an explanation.
You know, if you've been in a long relationship, even like some type of relationship, ghosting is not okay.
That is not okay.
You need to talk about it.
Yeah, because then it just seems like you never cared. And then it's like, I think that fucks with people more. Yeah. I think someone that's like short term, it's easy to like get over. You're sad, mad, whatever, done. But if it's like somebody that likes you or you had feelings for each other, yeah, go. That's a disclaimer. If you have talked more than 3 months...
I would say 3 months.
And more than 3 months, ghosting is not okay.
No.
That you heard it here first. 3 months or more, ghosting is not okay. This is Ghosting Awareness Month. Boo. Happy Halloween. Don't get candy from strangers. It's those fucking, those acorn shit. Stop giving those out. Those are fucking nasty. And I am Jyoti K.
Lucy Legend.
And this is Jyoti K Uncut. And boo. I've been ghosted.
Hi, this is Kuljit Bamra. Listen to Ruckus Avenue Radio at -radio.com. Download the app for complete access, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.